This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in trios. Things in a series of three today because Larry Krasner's going for the three-peat. We have a little bit more of Larry Krasner's announcement. And let me just link it to RFK Jr. and a little bit of the side that I am cautious of with RFK Jr., the mental illness part. You know, we can go around blaming everything on mental illness. And again, I get it. It's a real thing in some instances. But Krasner now doubling down on this and taking it to warp speed levels about mental illness. And mental illness is what we have to stop. That's what's doing crime. I don't believe that. I don't think that you do, by and large. It's not solely mental illness. Maybe in some instances. It's people that are evil. People that are criminals, people that are lazy, people that are killers, people that delight in it. So did Manson have, let's take Charles Manson, did he have mental illness? Yeah, you could argue that. So let Manson go, he has mental illness? No, we should have executed him. Because the standard is very low. You can have mental illness all that you want. All you have to know is the difference between right and wrong. And the types of things he had people engage in that he engaged in. So if we go the mental illness route, and he actually does bring up Big Pharma here. You know, we've talked about this before. We've talked about some of the abuses of pharmaceutical companies. I was just joking with Roe this morning, though, and saying, yes, they ought to be able to advertise on TV. They went through 17 things that could happen to you, by my count. At the end of the ad, it took forever. And as long as they say stuff like that, why can't they advertise? So I have a mixed thing with RFK Jr. A lot of upside. We talked on yesterday's show. We played you a lot of stuff he said over the weekend about seed oil, about natural flavors, which are not natural, things in food. If his legacy is he curtails those or gets them out and raises awareness, that'd be a heck of a legacy. The mental illness stuff, though, I'm cautious on. So why do people commit crimes? Is it just mental illness? Now, in the past, Krasner has said poverty. Here's a little bit of Krasner talking about what RFK Jr. talks about, but going to an extreme with it.
Some new issues. One of the big ones that we have is the perfect storm that we have seen surrounding people who are unhoused, surrounding mental illness, and surrounding the things that they do to survive at a time when they cannot afford housing, when the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and this is a problem all over the country. there were more homeless people in the United States last year than in any year in recorded history.
Biden president.
We live in a country that has 5% of the population, but it consumes more than 25% of all pharmaceutical opioids. Why? Because some companies in this country make a lot of money off of producing pharmaceutical opioids.
Okay, let me stop right there. You know, you know, this is the type of thing that gets me. Surely you can't be in that camp. You know, they're luring us in. We can talk about big pharma all we want. I get the caution on that. We're overly medicated, all the things that go with it. But you see where Krasner is going with this? Not only that, he's blaming outright just blatant shoplifting on homelessness and mental illness and all that versus a bunch of people because he's the DA that says, hell no, I'm not going to pay you anything. You think those store owners, what are they? Should they have a psychiatrist couch? Hey, guys that have Wawa, I know what to do. Don't have armed guards. Don't have security guards. Just put a couch in there so that they can come in and sit down, say their troubles, and then they're not going to shoplift. All right, Dan, you had something?
And he just hasn't mentioned the shoplifting yet. I want to get to
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
They are the most prolific and most harmful drug dealers in world history. They have not been brought to heel by government. Lawsuits against them, including by government, have been settled for too little money. And we don't even know whether the money's going to go the right way. When you take homelessness and you add addiction and you realize 85% of our mental health system disappeared during the decades-long rise of mass incarceration in the most incarcerated country in the world, all of this has become a perfect storm that leaves us with a couple of other factors with a problem with retail theft. It leaves us with a problem with petty theft. It leaves us with a problem with quality of life crimes. And yes, these other factors have made it even a little bit worse. Those factors
are. All right, Larry, let's go to K&A, buddy. You and I, Larry. Where's the fentanyl coming from? The leaky border, China. How about talking about that? No, it's big pharma that's addicting people, and then they're going and shoplifting. That's where this is going. Now, maybe somebody in his office is a fan of RFK and is perverting it into Krasner speak, but there's a definite RFK Jr. vibe here that he's then twisting even farther. All right.
I got to play a little bit more because he does actually, you know, say there are other causes at play here, Dom. It's just not what you'd expect it to be.
Okay.
That are causing this. Yes. Take a listen.
Quality of life crimes. And yes, these other factors have made it even a little bit worse. Those factors are the internet has become a marketplace. It has become the fence.
Well, I mean, the internet.
You don't even need to go to a fence anymore to sell your stolen goods. And at the same time, a lot of our traditional stores, the ones you walk into and people say hi to you, those stores, a lot of those stores have suffered economically from the rise of the internet and from the reality that even at pharmacies, you are seeing a lot of people fill their prescriptions online. All of this has come together in a way that is new, that we can handle, and that has been the origin of our own retail theft task force now for over a year.
Okay.
It is a mission we're going to continue, in which we have enjoyed very good success working.
Oh, gosh, Dom.
So he seems to want to blame somehow or another online shopping, but then he backpedals the meander. This can't be written down and scripted. I mean, it's got to be he's riffing here.
I think it was.
Yeah, he's
well, that's even worse. And he's got people in his office that are saying, let's float these things out here. See what the Chestnut Hill mob and the Mount Airy mob that are insulated from this, see what they think. Oh, man, we can't get enough. Just don't bring all this stuff here.
It's genius.
Yeah. Well.
I think by not saying anything of any real substance and just taking, like, the top headlines on like CNN's website and just regurgitating them back into a speech like, oh, what are people upset about? Big pharma, that's one. Mental health. Yeah, people care about that too. You know what? Let's just blame all those things. And I can just sit up here and be like, we got to change those things.
Throw in the internet too. Blame the internet.
Yeah, the internet. Yeah. All right. But of course, he then pivots, more pivoting. I think I call walking on him. It's not a Euro step. He's walking all over the place. You can't take that many steps, Larry. Pivots back to maybe a Civil War sort of meme here, back to he's going to be the foil for Donald Trump.
As we have an unprecedented situation in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
We have relied on the federal government My entire career, and I'm pushing up on 37, 38 years now, we have relied on the federal government to make sure that financial crimes weren't out of control, that bribery wasn't out of control, that the environment wasn't out of control, that people weren't stealing personal information from Americans for their own profit. We have relied on the federal government not to take insurrectionists, traitors to this nation, people who are fundamentally anti-American and un-American and anti-democracy. We have relied on the federal government not to say, here is your get-out-of-jail-free card. And yet what we have seen in recent times is just that. Now,
if that makes you good. We'll stop here. You know, first of all, we know that nobody was charged with insurrection here, Larry. You would have charged them with them. That's fine. So we're going down that path, and traitors, we're not Americans if we're supportive of it. Now, usually I would say as a caution, no, maybe we shouldn't go around saying they're anti. Who's more anti-American than this guy and the mob that follows this nonsense, that are thrilled by the excitement of this? I'll give him this. He didn't say I'm running for my third term. I'm just going to do the great work I did in the first two. I'll give him credit. He's breaking loose a whole array of progressive nonsense that is unprecedented. And I'm not sure who's advising him. I hope it's the same guy that advised Helen Gim in this campaign to be mayor. Now we get to the Civil War part, though.
Before we go there, just hear what he calls Elon Musk at one
Americans
more.
Pretty soon are going to see all the cracks in the wall. They're going to see everything that he is up to. And his, how shall I put it, apartheid-raised friends.
All right. Another.
Here's the Civil War cut, Dom.
Before we leave that one, okay, that's a fair enough shot. But again, he's playing the same theme we led off the show with, this woman from the New York Times. These dummy Americans, they can't see this. Soon you're going to see this. This is the angle of attack now. Doom. They're using the FAA. That's why I back away from the FAA a little bit. They're using all these, that's the main one, to say the average American, you're going to die. You're going to see it. People are going to die because of this. Throw in the apartheid, and that's always a nice touch. All right, here's the Civil War.
And after they lose, we're going to look back at them and shake our heads in the same way people look back at Joe McCarthy and his phony, lying,
Joe
Red
McCarthy.
Scare. And we are going to shake our heads. And the people who are on the wrong side of this line, because there is a moral line here, the people on the wrong side of this moral line will get the reputation they deserve. And it will be a profile in cowardice. It will not be a profile in courage. These are people who are fundamentally un-American and anti-American. And in case you notice, there's a small flag behind me here. Well, the people you're looking at actually believe in the fundamental principles of this country, the biggest one being equality. That's where we are.
Not equity? That seems to be a misstatement.
So please give me an opportunity just to tell you a little story, because I think it says something. If you're sitting at home thinking, oh, my goodness, what can I do? You're on that phone. Clicking away. Or maybe you're out there marching. We saw a lot of people marching just yesterday, George Washington's birthday. We saw a whole lot of people yesterday. If you're wondering what we're going to do, well, I would ask you to think back a little bit. Have we been here before? There was a civil war, wasn't it? At its core, it was about hate, wasn't it? Wasn't that the point? We got through it. There was another war. I know something about that because my dad served in it. 1941, Pearl Harbor happens. I think it was 24. Okay. So my dad was a son of immigrants, 24 years old. Working for the U.S. Postal Service out of high school, and Pearl Harbor happens. He volunteers. Son of immigrants. His country. He volunteers. And he ends up serving in the Pacific, little island called Kwajalein. But he wasn't the only one. His little brother was an artillery spotter in Germany, in the forest in Germany. Anybody know what an artillery spotter is?
I think we got enough. The artillery
That's
spotter.
The person.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. So how is this going to play out? And remember, this is not about living in Philadelphia, not living in Philadelphia. This guy is a rare jewel in the types of sentiments he's rolling out here. You're not going to hear this from these other DAs that have all been elected around the country. This guy is sweeping broadly here. I give him credit for that. Now, just imagine how many things were completely off base, fabrications, fanciful, lacking in reality. But do they play in Philadelphia? And what does it say? He feels this time around he can't just stick. I thought he would say, look at how much homicides are down and all the rest of it. No, he's not going with that with Dugin, recognizing that he's got a real opponent here versus maybe in the past. Either that or he's just more grandiose than usual.
You know what that was? I think I just realized that wasn't a speech to be the next DA. That was a speech to be the next Supreme Court justice if a Democrat gets back into the White House.
Well, we heard that before. Yeah, we heard that before about
Philadelphia. It's all stuff that they're going to look at when they're talking about Supreme Court justices if Trump loses.
Right.
Or
I don't
loses
see him
around.
Doing that. He likes to talk too much. He likes to be insulting and in your face. That would be too sedate for him. I don't see him doing
that.
Not only that, what does he know about the law, really? All right. So, Larry, you mentioned cowardice. Anytime, we'd love to have you in studio when you're done wowing the people in Chestnut Hill and Center City, Rittenhouse Square, who don't have to face the misery of your reign, give us a call. All right, 855-839-1210. I'd love to get your comments. Look, I know you got on the side question. I see that. Give me your comment on Krasner. This has been, even for Krasner, pretty remarkable. And in the air, this mental illness stuff. Now, look, I like a lot of RFK Jr. We played you yesterday, the seed oil stuff. We had an unbelievable call who called Dan a soy boy yesterday. You may have missed that.
Audio. I did miss that.
Yo, yes, because this guy owns a restaurant and he doesn't know if we're just fooling around with people or we really know something or not. And he talked about seed oil and he, for some reason, doesn't like your opinion and said you were consumed by soy and that's why you're so soft in your opinions. It was nuts.
What? I'm in favor of banning seed oil. Is that...
The RFK Jr. stuff is all over the place, and there's a lot in it that's good. But when I hear this mental illness, how much have we heard that before? You know, if you go too far with that, you know what it leads to? It leads to lack of accountability. It leads to saying, well, don't you think these people must be nuts? Otherwise, they wouldn't do this. They may be. Like the kid who killed Chris Fitzgerald on this day. Is he mentally ill? From what I can tell, there are elements to it, but there's an arrogance. And all that's needed is that he knows right from wrong that he was going to kill Chris Fitzgerald. I believe he did. I believe he ought to be executed. I really would admit I really don't care that much about the other part. Not when you take a life. I don't care about it. Nothing excuses that. I just can't imagine you're that sick that you don't recognize that. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, we heard Larry Krasner, and it's much bigger than a DA's race here on the Dom Show. YouTube alert. The protesters that Larry referenced yesterday, they had a new song. This guy just created it for yesterday, saying he's not a king, we're not ruled by a king. He's not my president, which is fine to say. We're in America. You can say that. You get criticized for it usually, though. So here is this enraged protester singing a song he wrote just for Trump and, of course, Elon Musk, Cut 11.
One sec. I got to keep the video for that, Dom.
Okay.
I know we're doing video cut here. Here you go. Take a listen.
Gonna keep on moving forward.
Rousing.
Keep on moving forward. Keep on moving forward.
Keep on moving forward.
Never turning back.
Crowd's really
Never
into it.
Never turning back.
can't even clap along.
Trump is not a king. Trump is not a king. Trump is not a king. Never turning back.
Is that like 14 words to this entire song?
Never turning back.
All right, paid by the word.
Stop the fascists now. Stop the fascists now.
Okay. No Elon Musk yet. Okay. All right, there we put that into our collection along with the one we played the other day of protest songs here. And where, typically, Philadelphia, you would think, where was the protest yesterday? In the suburbs. What was the town, do you think, that, as far as I can tell, had the biggest or most number of protesters, etc.? If you have a thought on that, I'll tell you in a moment. But see where you think, and mostly female, a lot of them female. What town in the suburbs notorious for this? All right, Bernie from Kensington was just at the Krasner event. Joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bernie.
Greetings. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Like you said, I was just there. I've known Larry for 25 years. You said, what does he know about the law? He knows a lot about the law. He and I have talked about it a lot. Anyway, you guys certainly make some good points there at the station. You're certainly entitled to disagree with some things that Krasner says, but how do you explain his record?
Wait a minute. You mean we've had 3,000 people shot to death. We've had 10,000 plus wounded. Let's zone in on the thing, Bernie, though, that really does bother people. Let's talk about his record on shoplifting, quality of life. Mm-hmm. What would you say about that?
Oh, shoplifting is up because I think drugs are up. I've seen shoplifting happening on a large people, you know, drug addicts running out with arms full of stuff, and the owners of the chain, like Rite Aid, I saw this happen. They tell the employees, you're not allowed to touch him because there'd be lawsuits. Yeah, it's a big problem. Well, I think a lot of it's based on drugs, though.
Well, wait a minute. Should you, when you're enforcing the law, put down a dictum? And we have it. We have the material, and everybody knows it. As long as you steal in one fell swoop under $500, nothing happens.
He didn't write the law.
No, that's a memo. That's his discretionary. That's what he's going to do. When he first got into office and he still follows it, he's not going to prosecute. He's telling you, Bernie, if you're a rookie prosecutor or whatever, don't prosecute that.
It's a statutory thing.
It is not statutory to prosecute that. That's why people tell people don't get involved. It's not worth it. Macy's.
What I mean is the level. I was terrible with that shooting.
No. That's Krasner. Now you could talk. No, that's not a state law. No,
stab the guy at the Macy's.
Yes.
No, state law. If you look at it for retail theft, there is categories based on the value of what's stolen.
All right.
And I'm not defending it. It's horrible.
But no, Bernie, it's not a state law. It's a memo from Krasner to saying do not prosecute in any way, shape, or form if it's under $500. Not because of a state law, because of Krasner.
I'm just saying there's a category. When it gets down to the level of under $500 under state law, it's a relatively minor offense.
It's not if you're continuing to shoplift. It is not a relatively minor offense.
You're right.
You could go to jail for it.
If it's three offenses, absolutely. So if it's three offenses.
Okay. So, Bernie, you're in Kensington. You're in Kensington. Do you think Larry Krasner's policies are good for Kensington?
Well, people don't understand what the district attorney does. The district attorney prosecutes people that the police arrest. Okay? Mm-hmm. If the police are not arresting enough prosecutors,
Oh my God, Bernie, you're going to blame
Larry
cops.
I'm not blaming the police. I'm just saying it's the nature of the business. Police do the arrest, the district attorney.
You are blaming the police. You're saying they're not arresting enough people. They're scared to death that Krasner will come after them with a vengeance. You know that.
For arresting people?
Yes.
Wait, no. He has a lot of cops who were friends of his.
They're not cops. Wait a minute. Any cop that's a friend of his is not a real cop. I wouldn't let him or her walk the dog.
That's not true.
No, it is true. I'm telling you, in my world, if you're not a real cop, I wouldn't let you walk the cat if he had him on a leash. Bernie, thank you. Thanks for an attempt, too. Yeah, I'm glad you laughed at the end. Thank you, Bernie. From Kensington, of all places. Oh, my God.
He just left the Krasner DA announcement?
He's probably from Chestnut Hill or Rittenhouse. He's from Rittenhouse Square. You know, the people that you do this stuff in Rittenhouse Square. See what happens to you. How long? You smoke a joint in Rittenhouse Square. See what happens. You say, yeah, maybe I'll sell to somebody. See what happens. See how quickly it happens. That's Philadelphia. That's not Kensington. What goes on there? All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. So the big protest town yesterday was Doylestown. Of course, that's where you would see it, in addition to Philadelphia. Washington had a fair number of people protesting. The argument across the board, the memo now says, the average American is unaware doom is going to happen to you. Don't fly. Don't eat foods. We're not having enough people to check on all this stuff. Your kid in school. All right, coming up, though. Something I differ with, and they're trying to get RFK Jr. to go along with this. This is the new head of the Agriculture Department that I'm not a fan of. And a couple of Republicans who are jumping on the wrong bandwagon. What is it they want to do? Have RFK Jr. do when it comes to SNAP benefits? Now, cutting back on the fraud, waste, and abuse there, that'd be a great place to start. But what is it they don't want people to be able to buy if they're on food stamps? I'll tell you what that is, and I think it's a bad idea. 855-839-1210. Hey, time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for Dom listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. res-q.com. And don't forget, use that code OMEGA, O-M-E-G-A, 50. You buy one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s, get a second bottle free. Again, use that code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart. Support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3. That's OMEGA 50. Okay, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. So you have this head of the Agriculture Department. We'll see in her tenure there. It's a department that has a lot of stuff that plays out, taxpayer dollars, big agriculture, etc. And we've seen this before. Something about it just seems to be, I've never been a fan of this. Look, do we have people, is there waste, fraud, and abuse, just like with shoplifting, that gets people crazy with food stamps? Absolutely. Put me first in line over the years. But they're trying to work up, and Kennedy has resisted this sort of stuff, that if you're on food stamps, you should not be able to get what they're calling sugary drinks. In other words, you should not be able to get soda. Now, I don't know how you could put some limitation on it. I might be okay with that. But if a person is legitimately on food stamps, should we prevent them from getting soda? And I'd say no. I think it's overkill. Now, maybe it's a soda tax in Philadelphia that I'm reacting to. I would not ban soda for someone who's on food stamps. Dan, would you? Can you make an argument on that side, or are you on my side?
I think I'm on your side with that one there.
Henry, how about you? Would you ban it?
No.
Okay. This is a way to get points that I'm being more vigilant. It's not about them drinking soda. It's about legitimacy. How many people on food stamps now should not be on food stamps? Some of it is statutory. Some of it is we may have to go back. Well, I'm not sure if it's statutory or it's the regulations of the Agriculture Department to roll that back and prevent record numbers of people from being on food stamps. Some of it, you argue, can be caused by Biden. So it has to be looked at. But once they are, if they're legit, then a soda here and there, I'm not gonna get on that side. I don't think Trump would either. I don't think RFK Jr. RFK Jr. doesn't want to be a scold on the look at how he handles the whole thing, Trump eating Big Macs and all the rest. He has said he's not going to go after the average American. He's not going to be hectoring you if you're eating Big Macs, but he is going to try to make the process a little bit better, a.k.a. seed oil versus the beef tallow. And this guy that we had called in yesterday seemed to be legit. Henry and I think thought he was. You screened him, Henry. Steve was arguing the beef tallow is more expensive, right? That's why they couldn't do it.
Yeah, wasn't exactly. Yeah.
So, again, I thought they were kind of feeling the government would come after them and average something was going to happen to go back to beef tallow. I'm not sure. But that's the stuff that RFK Jr. is doing. He's not... You had something?
17 forms of soy byproduct filler that's in it, and then it's sprayed with about 35 different chemicals. So people who eat cheesesteaks that are rectangles aren't even eating meat anymore. They're eating soybeans. Scientific facts that if you feed a frog enough soybean, it'll change it from a male to a female. Why do you think you got all these soft guys like Dan running around all scared of everything because they're not eating real meat
Dan, we couldn't do anything. I was immediately challenging. Look, buddy.
This comes after I called the Jonas Brothers a generational talent.
I know. Let's stop the soybean stuff. We can't, you know, that's not in the unproven area here. I know we want to have fun with it. He's a soy boy, a beta versus alpha and all that stuff. This guy was pretty wound up to put up mild.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he did give some insight, you know, about French fries and what you use and the beef tallow and all. Is RFK Jr., though, going to tell people no soda if you're on food stamps? I don't think so.
You're soft, you're sloppy. They calling me Poppy. I'm rolling in big.
My new theme song, Dom. I am soft and sloppy, apparently.
Oh, my God. No, it was just some opinion. Oh, it's like that one guy, you said something about the cameras.
It's crazy to me, too. He calls me soft when I'm the one that's been the most strident defender of RFK here on the program. Right, I feel like, if anything, he should be on my side, right?
Oh, it was nuts.
Come on.
We couldn't do anything. Henry and I tried mightily. We didn't laugh. We just tried.
It's not like we were disagreeing with him too much.
No.
The way he's presenting it, like if you give, you know, soybeans to frogs, it'll turn them. It's like... Okay, do you realize how that might be true, but you realize how crazy that sounds to an average person?
Exactly. So I don't see RFK Jr. doing that. Now, are there excesses? You know, we've heard she'd be able to get fancy birthday cakes or lobster. I don't even know if that's true. You can do that on food stamps. I'd say, no, there is a limit. But the soda thing, this is ill-received. It's like you're beating up on people that like might be legitimately on food stamps. I'd love to hear from somebody, even if you want to be anonymous, that use food stamps legitimately. And, you know, what that was like, what you could buy, what you couldn't buy, etc. All right, let's go to Bill in Gilbertsville. And, Bill, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good afternoon, Bill.
Don't call me soft, Bill.
Hey, Dom. with Krasner, and this could go for any politician that's running, but... You know, Trump's running on, or he's promoting common sense thinking when it comes to what he's doing with the government right now. And it's really hard to argue against common sense. And one of the things that Krasner, and I live 30 miles away from Philly, so I'm not really affected by Krasner.
Well, wait a minute. You are affected.
Until they start moving out. Until they start moving out.
Well, you have people going out 30 miles, 20. We have Pat on all the time, Pat Malloy from Abington. People go into the suburbs thinking they're going to do the same things that they do in Philadelphia, Bill, because they get away with it.
Well, the thing with Krasner, and if the judge brings this up, you know, hey, I'm running on common sense, and here's what my opponent's running on, you know, he's not, as a deterrent, he's not locking people up for the crimes they commit. And he's going to find, you know, it's a mental illness. But it's there's no deterrent, so that's what's going to keep them doing it over and over again. Because whatever crime they think of, hey, I can get away with it. So that's what I was going to say about Krasner. And then with... you know, through my Medicare plan, I get a $20 a month debit card, and they keep refilling it every month. But I'm limited to what I can purchase with that. So, you know, with what you're saying about food stamps, I've never been on them, so I don't know. But there's got to be a way to limit it. But the thing at RFK.
But I'm asking you, Bill, would you say they can't have soda?
Here's my point with that. If, like he talked about... French fries, you know, mm-hmm. We have a billion ingredients in it, but other countries, they have three. And then with red dye, if I've got a child and I find it, if he tells me, hey, red dye causes this, this, and this, and I'm going to be an educated consumer and I'm not going to want to buy that product. And if he goes, if he says, okay, sodas shouldn't be allowed to be paid for with food stamps because it causes this, then it makes more sense. You can't
wait a minute, though, Bill. You know, look, I have some skin in this game. I'm a vegetarian / pescatarian. But are people going to have to eat organically? Is that where you're going then, if they're going to be on food stamps because of all this stuff?
No, you can, if you still want to drink, you know, there's lots of things that are bad for us. So, you know, smoking.
Right.
But we still have people smoking, even though they know it's bad. But if the government's going to pay for my cigarettes, then they have a right to say, hey, we're not going to
Well, I'm not paying for cigarettes. I got you there. All right, Bill, give me something that's a three.
Okay. Apollo, all the Apollo missions. And you brought up Tom Hanks. And, you know, with Saturday Night Live, I didn't see it.
Right.
And I was hoping they were going to go back to when it was funny, back from the early days with Belushi and Aykroyd. And
didn't
all those
do
guys.
As much of that, no. They did not. Thank you, Bill. Thanks very much. 855-839-1210. I'm seeing a big deal on Fox, Dan, that the Treasury Secretary is on tonight with Bret Baier. We just have to talk to Liz and set the time, I believe, this week. He's going to be on with us. We won't make that big of a deal out of it as they're making with Bret Baier.
It's hard for them to get White House representatives, but they're putting an entire Chiron dedicated. We finally got one tonight at 6 p.m., yes.
Yeah, exactly, yes. All right, so that should be happening. I'm really interested in what Scott Bessent says, the Treasury Secretary, about inflation. And how do we get that down? You know, I'm suspect of these guys. Well, just lower the energy cost and everything's going to be okay. You're starting to hear more nuance. It's going to be more difficult than that. 855-839-1210. So will RFK Jr. say no soda for you if you're on food stamps? I don't think so. And at some point, probably coming up, I'm going to take more calls. But I have had this on my cut sheet forever, and I'm looking at it and saying, I love this too. Alec Baldwin's wife has a relatively new show, not quite a Meghan Markle. Listen, we'll play for you coming up. Her accent back when she was Latino or Latina, and her accent now in this new show that's out there, the trailer for the new show. And take your calls here. First, though, let me remind you about Dr. Bentz. Dr. Bentz back with us in February is American Heart Month. What's that have to do with Dr. Bentz? Well, it's a great time to focus on all aspects of cardiac care, exercising, eating healthily, heart-friendly foods, and also be mindful of your dental health. Plaque. We all know about plaque. And that buildup can actually lead to bacteria growth, which can sometimes lead to conditions like endocarditis. It can lead to arterial sclerosis. So it's a great time to schedule an appointment with board-certified prosthodontist and my dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz. Dr. Bentz, over the 10 years that I've been with him, I've seen him work with patients to not only improve their smiles and their confidence, but even more importantly, to maximize their oral health. And that improves their overall health. Heart disease can strike at any age, so can dental challenges. So if you have concerns about your oral health, or you've been looking for a dentist, You've heard me tell you about Dr. Benz for years, and you didn't get around to it? Make the call now. 610-272-6949. Want to check them out even more? Visit Benz, B-E-N-T-Z, Benz Dental Group, all one word, .com, or 610-272-6949. All right, time to your Dano show. We'll get your calls here at 855-839-1210. So here is Ms. Baldwin, Hilaria Baldwin. Prior to the new show, listen to the accent and then the trailer for her new show and see if you hear a difference. Here's how she sounded.
I have some, news that is so exitados. I wrote a book.
How do you say?
And it's called El Manuel, not Inclutaros. I wrote a biblioteco. This book is really just like about raising la familia and how there really are just like no, rules. As you can see from the cover, we tied up my husbandito Alec because I really wanted to show like who is the good parent and who is the bad. Some of you have slid into my DMAs and you are like, Hilaria, please tell me some of the book.
Oh, it's terrible.
All right. That's not fake. That's the way she spoke. That must be the accent. Here's a new show, kind of like similar to Meghan Markle. Here's how she sounds in the trailer.
Seven children, six animals.
Whoa, wait a minute here. What happened?
Parents. A wild family.
Why are we eating chocolate? Get off your phone.
Okay.
Don't be in that pool.
Gross.
What's the matter?
Happy face. My son lost his mom in the most unthinkable tragedy. This is never something to forget, and we're trying to parent through it.
All right, so some quite a difference. I'm glad I was able to play that. Okay, let's go to John in Kensington. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Dom. I just was telling the screener, I thought you guys dropped the ball. Because I think Bernie's no more from Kensington than I am from Chestnut Hill. Because I am from Kensington.
All right, and, he may not be. Yeah.
You should have gave him some of them side questions like, hey, what was that store down there up in Kensington Ave called? Kelly's, what was it called? Kelly's Corner? You would have got him, Dom. They put him in there. He was assault. That's what we call assault.
Ah, okay. All right, well, Bernie's welcome to come back, and maybe he'll say he's from Chestnut Hill the next time. Thank you, John. Thanks for the Kensington knowledge. We could have asked about K&A. All right, coming up, the great Scott Presler is with us. We'll talk with Scott the weekly update on what's happening, registration numbers, what's happening in Jersey. He's got a couple of other surprises, too. Scott Presler next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.